It's estimated about 1 million people will head to Center City, Philadelphia for the Eagles Parade on Friday, which also happens to be Valentine's Day. Some restaurant owners are concerned patrons might cancel. Here's WHYY's Tom McDonald.
Mayor Sherelle Parker told nervous business owners the city would be clear in time for Valentine's date night.
To all in our restaurant community, we want you to know we will be prepared. Nothing will interfere with our restaurant reservations on that evening. We will be done well before you are to appear for dinner, so don't you dare touch any of those reservations.
Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel said there would be in the neighborhood of 2,000 police officers on the streets securing events well into the evening.
Friday's going to be an amazing day.
Yes. Right.
And absolutely, you got to be in it to feel it. It's families, it's love. It's a great day.
He said he celebrated Valentine's weekend last weekend. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Jefferson Health will expand two Philadelphia hospitals which serve as trauma centers. We get details from WHYY business reporter Kristen Mossbrucker Garza.
Jefferson Health is building a bigger emergency room at its Center City Hospital, plus adding 30 medical surgical beds to ease the pressure on its ER. The Jefferson Einstein Hospital in Northwest Philly is also getting some renovations, like expanding trauma bays, opening a new 20-bed observation unit, and upgrading its electronic health record system. It was not immediately clear how much the projects will cost. Kristen Mossbrucker Garza, WHYY News.
In sports, Sixers with a tough loss to the Raptors last night, 106-103. They head to Brooklyn tonight, Sixers Nets at 7:30. And Phillies catchers and pitchers report to spring training in sunny Clearwater, Florida today, where the current temperature is right around 77 degrees. This is WHYY.